Scotty Papers with us, the Barefoot Investor. Paper, you sorted out the coffee price. Well, we haven't really. We know we're going to get reamed over that one.
Coffee.
Tell us about your credit rating. There's a change coming that we need to hear about.
You're going to need one to buy a coffee.
From tomorrow, your credit file and what they can access on you changes. So it used to be...
Who's they?
So credit reporting agencies now, if you... I don't know, potentially go overseas and run your credit card up.
At scores.
If you're late paying bills, if there's a judgment against you, it goes on your credit file. So basically, if you apply for a loan, there's something negative on there, you're going to get knocked back. Anyone who has a credit card, a personal loan, a mortgage, has a credit file. There are independent companies that are tracking this data on
you. So is there going to be a league ladder for your credit rating
from tomorrow?
And who gets access to it?
Private companies like Vader Advantage and Dun & Bradstreet have their credit reporting agencies. They are actually going to know more about you than most of the banks will. And what they do is they have this thing called a credit score. It's really big in America. So they'll say a high credit score will mean that you'll get access to really good loans. A bad credit score will mean that potentially you may not get any loans. So it's a really big change that's happening.
And who do they give this data to?
To the banks.
So let's say, E. Maguire's on the list. Who can get access to whether I pay my bills or not, or what my credit rating is?
All the banks can.
Yeah, but how are they getting it? How are these companies getting your information?
They have certain access with privacy that allow them, the banks, to collect this data on you. Now what they're doing is they're collecting more data on you from tomorrow.
So what's the data? So whether you pay your mortgage on time, your credit cards on time.
Whether you pay them late, whether you pay your mobile phone late.
So it even goes into your gas bills and things like that?
Any utility provider can get this data. So there's a lot of information on you. And what people don't realise, this isn't a government organisation. Private company that has this data.
I'm going to have to get onto the Bitcoin.
Can you imagine the algorithm?
I've been forced.
The algorithm that got broken in New York with your credit card.
The machine would have blown up. It would have been smoking.
The idea is, guys, that you need to know what these companies have on you. Now, because they get to actually peer in and get into your privacy, you actually have a right to get it given to you for free. Now, they'll try and charge you $80 to $100 to get your credit file, but I've got on the Triple M website a way that you can write to the credit agency and request it, and legally they have to send it to you. And if there's any black marks there, because it's all computerized, you have a right to get that change. So it's really important
if you're
a young family and you're applying for different things to make sure there's no problems on your credit
file. Is it just information, or do they make opinions or assessments? Do they go, we believe you should get off this bloke and knock him over to the ANZ?
He looks a bit dodgy, that Malloy character.
Can they assess the information and comment on it, or do they just provide the raw material?
I think that's what the banks do. But one of the things that I've done is I've set up, you can go with these credit agencies and get these alert services. So anytime anyone accesses your credit file, it actually pings you an email. And it's a really smart way just to make sure that no one's ripping you off with identity theft. That happens a lot more than you think.
Can you put that on the Triple M website?
We're going to put all that on the Triple M. And
is there a link so that we can just push a button and then fill it in and send it off?
It's about $70 or $80 to get this alert set up. Anytime anyone, any bank or anyone, looks at your credit file, it pings you an email and says someone's accessing your credit file, and you can change it there. But also, I'm going to show you how you can get a free credit file, because everyone, every family member, should be looking at what they've got.
That's
on
always
you.
Good. That I got apologies from a couple of big authorities at one stage that my files were being read more than the Herald Sun. It was unbelievable.
Is there any way you can get me just tap it in. Luke Darcy's credit details?
Luke Darcy can get it.
Why would you want access to that, Michael?
Show you how you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all private, obviously.
Maybe you can pay me back. You didn't pay your way too often. Old mothballs Malloy, not a great payer.
Credit rating's good
when you don't use it.
Mate, this is going to end.
Occasionally you're allowed to shout something.
Mate, I shouted all right. hence my credit card blowing up.
I was home.
If there was anyone else there that night who was prepared to put it on their card,
I
mightn't be in as much trouble as I am now.
I was home.
Let's just say,
enough of this segment. Scotty Pate, the Barefoot Investor, joining us here on Triple M's Hot Breakfast for Dodo Gas and Electricity.